The Wisconsin Bankers Association, with support from the FBI and local law enforcement, is kicking off a campaign to coincide with the Public Enemies film release. Kurt Bauer is president of the WBA. Bauer says they're concerned the movie glamorizes bank robberies. He says they're requesting people to remove hats, hoods, sunglasses, or guns to help banks zero in on those looking for trouble.
A legitimate bank customer is probably going to have no problem complying with this request for banks that are decide to participate in the program.
However, Bauer says people will be served regardless of their appearance.
Somebody who does not want to remove their sunglasses or their hood, they may be confronted by a bank employee with a simple, "May I help you?" The last thing a bank robber wants is to be confronted. They want to get to the teller line and try and conduct their robbery as quickly as they possibly can and get out of there.
The program kicks off on the heels of an arrest made by La Crosse police after a man entered a credit union wearing a hoodie. Police Lieutenant Bob Barrett.
Some kind of costume shirt on, and he had a mask over his face, and the individual that observed this thought it was a possible bank robbery. The individual dropped his bike off in front of the front doors, went into the bank. He was removing his mask as he was entering the bank. The whole event, you know, scared the employees.
Police determined the man had no plans to rob the bank, but they cited him for disorderly conduct. Barrett says he would have done the same. The man cited could not be reached for comment. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.